Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And good morning again. Larry Richard is off today. Michael Bartley with you on the Big K Morning Show. One of my favorite Pittsburgh neighborhoods. I've been to many dinner parties. I have a lot of friends who live in the Mexican War streets. It is a handsome, unique place to live. And neighbors there are on edge this morning. And they have been for some time. There's a woman by the name of Dina Blumenfeld who has a planter outside of her house and an Israeli flag attached to it. And she and neighbors several times have seen a man walk up to it, lean over, and spit on the Israeli flag. Spitting on a flag is not only a disgusting, degenerate thing to do, it is a sign of hate, and it's a sign of worry that something more could happen, and it makes my blood boil. And I'm very pleased that Dina Blumenfeld has decided to join me this morning, and I really appreciate it. Also, with me is David Rulo, who writes for the Pittsburgh Jewish Chronicle, because I want to talk to David as well about this thing going on in the Mexican War streets is not even the tip of the iceberg here with what's going on locally and nationally with anti-Semitic acts, and it's very sad. Dina and David, welcome to both of you.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Dina, take us from the top. What's going on over there? Tell us when this started and what you saw, and take us through it.
Yeah, for sure. So this actually isn't the first instance. I think I need to give the listeners a little bit of history. A little more than a year ago in April, we had a major anti-Semitic incident involving the FBI. So your KDKA TV reporters did a story on it back in April of last year. We had some major graffiti that was a death threat spray painted on my sidewalk as well because I had the flag out. So this is not the first time. And if I count each incident individually, this would be at least 11 times my house has been targeted since April of last year with three different individuals. So when we talk about anti-Semitism, it is a massive problem, and it's not just one person with a bad idea. This is broad spectrum. So the recent incident with this individual spitting on my flag started May 29th. Now, it may have been earlier, but May 29th was the first time that I witnessed it, and it was the first time I saw it on my security cameras, of which I now have five on my house because of these incidents a year ago, and no one should have five security cameras on their house. I was parking my car across the street, And I witnessed this individual spit on my flag, and I called him out. And you can hear it in my security video. I called him out on it, and he refused to speak to me. He gave me the finger, and he kept on walking. Since then, there have been 7 incidents total with this individual that I've seen on my cameras. 2 additional ones have been witnessed by neighbors, one of whom also called him out. The other one just notified me to check my cameras. Each incident has been reported to police. This person is unremorseful and has been detouring from his residence. He lives about a block away from me. He's been detouring from his residence specifically to do this. He's come from different directions. He's come twice in one day. He gets his coffee at the coffee shop. He spits on my flag. He got his coffee prior to going to the coffee shop. I mean, it's intentionally
targeted.
So the
police absolutely, positively, Dina, know who this is.
Yes.
What have they told you after interviewing him?
Yeah, so we had a bit of a neighborhood watch on Sunday, which was initiated by one of my neighbors, and I greatly appreciate that community support. I mean, I can't even tell you how important and helpful the community support has been. And we called police because we saw this individual, and police confronted him, and they couldn't arrest him at the time because he wasn't in the act of committing a crime, but they had a conversation with him. He gave his name and address, and he admitted to spitting on the flag. And he called.
Why isn't that good enough for an arrest?
That's a good question that is better asked of the police. But my understanding is that without a warrant written and the warrant was in process, they couldn't arrest him at the time. The warrant is now written, and they are working to make the arrest now. But he will be charged with harassment, stalking, because he's come by again and again and again and again. Should be charged with ethnic intimidation and a couple of summary offenses as well. So this is not a small thing.
Are you scared?
Yes and no. I feel better now that he's been identified. I will be less scared now once he is actually arrested. But my larger concern, of course, is always escalation. I think you mentioned that in your introduction.
But listen, you said that's happened with three people last year. What are your neighbors saying? My understanding is that, mm-hmm. and I love the Mexican War streets. I have a lot of friends who live there, and it seems to be a very tight-knit neighborhood. Are they backing you and keeping an eye out? What's going on with that?
I would say the vast majority of neighbors, yes. Most neighbors are supportive and shocked and offended at what these people have been doing. So I would say overall, yes, the response from the neighbors has been very positive. I mean, I had a neighbor walk past my house the other day, and she said, you know, I'm sorry this has been happening to you. You know, I have a pride flag out. If someone had spit on my pride flag, I would have felt the same way. And so, you know, regardless of my feelings on anything going on politically, that, you know, this is wrong what this person's doing. And I thanked her for her support.
You didn't take your flag down, did you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Good.
Absolutely not. I don't bow to bullies.
Good for you. Good for you. But you got more security cameras. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we shouldn't have to, though. That's the thing. We should be able to just come home and have dinner and, you know, go back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got to work the next morning and not have to worry about what may or may not have happened overnight or during the day. Like, no one should have to live like that.
And I take it, Dina, that it's important for you to tell your story publicly.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because last year when these incidents happened, I did some news stories, but I elected to remain anonymous. And at this point, obviously, these people know where I live. It's not going to increase a threat risk when people already know where I live. But it is important to speak out because I know that I'm not the only one targeted. I mean, there was an incident yesterday at the Yeshiva Girls School in Squirrel Hill where someone drove by yelling ethnic slurs. Like, this is not, it's not just me. And I think it is important for people to understand that these incidents aren't isolated. Mm-mm. And that anti-Semitic incidents have risen just in 2023. We don't have the 2024 numbers yet, like 261% nationwide.
Yeah, I know. All right, speaking of which, and I get a break for traffic. Dina, stay right
there. Sure.
David Rulo from the Jewish Chronicle, you stay right there. I'm so happy to have both of you with me this morning. I'll be right back with Dina and David in a moment. But first, Michael Bartley in for Larry. My guests are David Rulo from the Pittsburgh Jewish Chronicle and Dina Blumenfeld, who lives in the Mexican War streets. And it's on tape. She went to the police. A guy keeps walking by, leans over and spits on her flag. David Rulo, this is not just a disgusting expression of hatred. This could get wider and, you know, be more serious. And I think Dina is doing great getting the police involved, the neighbors involved. But David, the wider issue here is you're covering things like this every day now, and whether it's Pittsburgh or beyond.
That's right. You know, we joke each week when we do meetings about what stories we're going to write, that we always leave one story open because there's going to be an anti-Semitism story that I have to cover in the city. Since January, there have been almost 180 anti-Semitic acts throughout the city, you know, the region this year. That's compared to 158 last year, which was already the highest number on record. By comparison, there were only 465 anti-Semitic incidents in all of Pennsylvania last year, according to the ADL. So we're on track in Pittsburgh to meet the national, or to meet the state level.
180 incidents so far this year in 2025.
That's right. And that includes vandalism. That includes threats. That includes harassment. You know, there was just a case in federal court where someone had made anti-Semitic threats against a city official. And their only crime was supporting the Jewish community and supporting Israel.
Dina Blumenfeld, and I'm glad your neighbors know about all this. And I suspect anyway, and I think David referred to it in his reporting as well, the Pittsburgh police, they're glad, you know, here's what I'm asking you. Sometimes people are like, oh, somebody spit on my flag. They just spit on my flag. That's not the point. This is a sign of something that could be much worse. And the issue here is the police are very pleased with you calling the police.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, I have had some people say, oh, well, you know, just take your flag down, or it's not a big deal. It's so small. Except, first of all, this is targeted and repeated. So that is harassment and stalking. And those two things are never small. But it's also, it's politically motivated. It's religiously motivated. It's racially motivated. It is. When we let small things go, that emboldens the criminal to do something bigger. And, you know, I mean, we learned that decades ago in New York City with the graffiti on the subways, right? They cleaned up the graffiti, so I saw less crime in the New York City subways. So when you start small and you end the crime when it's still a small crime, it prevents larger crimes. And the thing is, crimes like this end up being a brick through my window or me being assaulted or, God forbid, murdered, right? We end up with much larger crimes because we've said, spitting on the flag's okay because it's small. It's not a big deal. And so anyone who tries to diminish small crimes like this is ignoring the undertones that are very, very dangerous.
David Rullo,
yeah, how... that end, Michael?
What's that? Michael, go ahead, Dave. Yeah, go ahead, David, go.
Yeah, you know, my face was put on a wanted poster by an anti-fascist group here in Pittsburgh because I write for a Jewish newspaper and because I support the Jewish community. So these incidents do rise. And it's not just me. There were other people. My editor's face was on a wanted poster. Several different city officials had their face put on wanted posters. This is very serious, and they are direct threats. The Jewish community in Pittsburgh is less safe because of what's happening right now.
Okay, that said, David and Dina, I only have like maybe 30 seconds left, maybe a minute, but I live two blocks from a Jewish school, and I'm not Jewish, do you understand? I'm nervous for them and our neighborhood. I live next to Squirrel Hill, and I my question is, I think a lot of my Jewish friends are nervous and in some cases scared. That's okay. But we have to be vigilant, and this is terrible.
Yeah, it is.
And the most important lesson is if you see something, say something. If something seems unusual in front of that school, somebody needs to pick up the phone and call the police. That's the most important way that people can help the Jewish community right now.
Dina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It is about standing up and saying something and knowing that your support as a non-Jewish person is outward, and that is what stops anti-Semitism, is when we have good neighbors and good friends and community members who are willing to interrupt and say, hey, that's not okay.
And people like you speaking publicly about it. And Dina, I really am very grateful that you came on the Big K Morning Show with me today. David, you as well. Have a good day, a safe weekend. Dina, keep me posted.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. and new this year. Download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.